اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يمه.
ويلكم يا مصطفى. ويلكم
بكر علم صدق صفا. صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو بکر علم صدق و صفا. صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہلیا محبوب خدا. صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہلیا محبوب خدا. صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو بکر علم صدق و صفا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today is our third part of our Shiazm series. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuhu. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, just a brief introduction into this part of our series, the third part of the Shiazm series.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every true Muslim, okay, today is the 19th of Jumad al-Ula 1446. Those of you who want to do cupping, so today is a good day to get your cupping done also. One of the Masnoon Sunnah days, 17th, 19th, 21st, and is Jumerat also, Thursday also, so it's good. So go get your cupping done. Men, go to the men, and women, to the women. So that is what we should try and do. Not the woman go to the men, or the men go to the women. So always try your level best to stay within the Sharia. Allah Jalla Wala grant us all tawfiq. So now we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every Muslim person supposed to know Ayatul Kursi, A'azamu Ayatin fil Quran al Kareem. That is the most majestic verse, greatest verse in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 255. Now, if you just go to the next verse, 256. What does Almighty Allah say? فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. Whosoever rejects the Tawhut. Tawhut refers to all types of batil. So all every easy way to explain it, every ism besides Islam. So that is Tawhut. So it will include communism, socialism, Zionism, democracy, and Qadianism, Shiaism, and whatever else ism you can think about. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And you believe in Almighty Allah, believe in all the articles of faith. فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْهُثْقَى. Then you have held on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. And this rope of Allah will never get broken, will never get severed. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi chhoot sakti hai. This rope of Almighty Allah will never break. But me and you, we release the grip, then it goes away, and then people go astray. Dwallu wa dwallu. Even our kalima, if you look at it, kalima tayyiba, it starts with the negative. La ilaha. So la ma'abuda bihaqqin. There is none worthy of worship, truly speaking. Then a positive. Illallah. Except Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Even our sunnat salat, fajr time, maghrib time. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. And then lakum dinukum waliyadin. Then the affirmative qul huwallahu ahad. I hope you're understanding all these things here. So first you must negate the batil and reject the batil, and then you affirm your faith and so forth. Then you must know you're on the right path. You see? Mm. So that is the secret why Fajr time sunnat qul ya al-kafirun qul huwallah after Surah Fatiha, obviously. Similarly, night time in Maghrib Salah, 2 rakats after the 3 rakat first, qul ya al-kafirun qul huwallah. Negation first and then affirmation. So we got the idea now. So that is. So the first lesson we had on the Shia Azam, we discussed the Quran Sharif, what we say and what the Shia say. Last week when I was there in Port Khitazra's Portis, so we discussed about the Sahaba radiallahu an and Hadith and so forth. Because if there's no Sahaba, you will never need Hadith, obviously. They say the Kuffar, majority of them, 99-95% of them, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So we refuted that argument. So I'll just to finish it, you must remember I brought some books with me. This is a wonderful book. I used to go, you know, to the university there, Jamia Islamiyah Medina, many a time, and some of the lecturers even knew me, you know, alhamdulillah. So this is written by Sheikh Abdul Muhsin bin Hamd al-Abbad. I think he passed away now, rahimahullah. The book's name is Fi Sahabi Al-Khalifa Al-Jalil and all that. So Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. So one statement he wrote here, I wrote here, big jewel, meaning it's a big this thing, you understood? So a great saying he said. So he writes that Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala an, so yeah, that this person, Abu Tawba al-Halabi. Who said this? Abu Tawba al-Halabi. And if you want reference of this, you will find it in Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah of Allama Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his Bidayah wa Nihayah. So what did he say? He spoke about Amir Muawiyah. Who said this? Abu Tawba al-Halabi. Halabi is Aleppo, Syria. Inna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan sitr radiyallahu anhu, we say sitrun li ashabi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam. Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an is the veil, is the curtain, is the barrier for all the sahaba of Rasul sallallahu alayhi sallam, all the companions. Faman kashafa sitra, and whosoever now he tears open and removes that veil and curtain, ijtara'a ala ma wara'ahu, then they will become bolder in attacking the other sahaba also. You see? So imagine what a beautiful statement he made, Abu Tawba al-Halabi radiallahu anhu. Therefore, we speak so many a time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He passed away on the 22nd of Rajab in the year 60. So that is what we should also remember. Then, to continue with the Butlan, of the Aqa'id, the various belief system of the Shias. Nothing we will quote from our saying, from our books. All this we give you the references from their books, you must remember that. And this was written by Hazrat Mahana Muhammad Abdul Sattar Tonswi, rahimahullah. He's from Pakistan, we met him, he came to South Africa also. I remember in Newcastle also he came. Hazrat Mahana Salimullah Khan Sahib Nawwarullah Umar Qadafu Abu Ustad told us that they were in the same class. So meaning that they qualified there, and they were students of Hazrat Madani Shahul Islam Nawwarullah Umar Qadafu in 1942, you know. And Mausema also, rahimullah, qualified in 42. So in 1942. So I just read at random that what funny, crazy beliefs this Kufar Shia have. So we must understand these things here and so forth and so on. Then you will understand that how crazy they are. Just to give you an idea, so that will appeal, you know, I have to look for things that will really appeal to you and so forth. Muta is their prostitution. I told you, and these books they gave me. So remember, Khomeini writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail, you can have muta, prostitution, for 1 hour. What is muta? The boy and the girl. You don't need witnesses. You don't need the girl's father to give permission. You give her 50 rand, $50, 50 rupees. 50 is just example. It can be more or less. and you're happy, she's happy, you say they're making muta, 100% prostitution. So see what is written in their books regarding its virtue and so forth and so on. Allah forbid. So then people must know, how can we ever unite with such people and say Shia, Sunni, bye-bye and all these type of things. So Fathullah Kashani, I told you of the place Kashan. That is the place where they made the mazar, the shrine, the mausoleum of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar. He never murdered him there, he murdered him in Medina Munawwara. And remember that, but to honor him, they built this and they called it Baba Shuja'uddin, that you did a great thing. Remember, you're the bravest person. Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, fire worshipper. And the special Jahannam, but the Shias venerate and love him and so forth. All that is in Kashan, I saw it. So this is written by the person who wrote this. His name is Fathullah Kashani. He writes in his tafsir, and if you want to see it, you must remember that tafsir Manhajus Sadiqin. So the tafsir name is Manhajus Sadiqin, and the musannif is Mullah Fathullah Kashani. You see that? So we gave you that. He says, "Man tamatta marratan." You make muta once, then kadarajatil Hussein alayhi salam. You reach the rank of Sayyidina Hussein. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. "Waman tamatta marratain." You do it twice, then fadarajatuhu kadarajatil Hassan alayhi salam. Then you reach the rank of Sayyidina Hassan. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. "Waman tamatta thalatha marrat." You do it three times. Kana darajatuhu kadarajatil Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. You reach the rank of Sayyidina Ali. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Now look at the fourth one. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. وَمَنْ تَمَتَّى أَرْبَى مَرَّاتٍ فَدَرَجَتُهُ كَدَرَجَتِي. Then you must remember that if a person does it the fourth time, فَدَرَجَتُهُ كَدَرَجَتِي. You reach my rank. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Nabi is Allah's rank. This is what is written in the Kufar Shia book. Now which man or woman in their right mind will ever accept this? But the world today loves all these things, yeah? The shortcuts and loopholes and so. So for the men, they will say, this is very good. What, four times? You'll make muta 40 times. Mm. Isn't it so? So you must remember that. So we're trying to show you their whole religion is the only so-called, if you want to call it a religion, so-called religion in the world that allowed two things and said it's thawab in it. One is they allow prostitution, zina, fornication, adultery, and they called it mut'a. No religion in the world allowed that. But the Shias kuffar allowed it. And to speak lies, open lies you can speak. And that they call taqiyah. You see that? I will speak about taqiyah just now. They are holy hypocrisy and so forth. These two things, no Jew, no Christian, no Hindu, no Buddhist has allowed, but the Shias have allowed it. You saw? So, and you must always give their reference. Now take a next one. Crazy, crazy beliefs. You must remember that. Isti'aratul farj. A person is married, he can hire out his wife to somebody else. You understood? Now imagine that. Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. So this is, now you must remember, that is, the title is إِسْتِعَارَةُ الْفَرْجِ. So you must remember that this is what they say, you see. And this is in one of their main books, Al-Istibsar, and this type of things. So Naqala Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Hassan al-Tusi fil Istibsar. That's the author, right? So he said, An Muhammad ibn Muslimin and Abi Ja'far alayhi salam. Abi Ja'far means Imam Baqir, right? You know that we gave you last week. For I'm using their terminology, Imam Ali, then Imam Hassan, then Imam Hussein, then Imam Zainul Abidin, then Imam Baqir, then Imam Ja'far. So remember this. So when they say Imam, you must remember Baqir, then they say Abu Ja'far, the father of Ja'far. An Abi Ja'farin alayhi salam qal, qultu lahu. So I asked him, so Muhammad bin Muslim says, I asked him, الرَّجُلُ يَحِلُّ لِأَخِيهِ فَرْجَ زَجَارِتِهِ. So now he makes it halal for his brother, the farj and that of his jariya, of his female slave and all that. قَالَ نَعَمْ لَا بَعْسَ بِهِ. So that لَا بَعْسَ لَهُ مَا حَلَّ لَهُ مِنَا. So it's halal, no problem. You can do that and so forth and so forth. So imagine that you take your female slave and you tell that you go and you sleep now with that person there and all these type of things. So that they call isti'aratul farj and so forth, and this is in their books and so forth. You see, istibsar and so forth. Can you believe a thing like that? Next one, really corrupted beliefs. Al-liwata bin nisa. This is backdoor business, that you commit sodomy with a person's wife and so forth and so on. You know how the kuffar, they do all these kind of things. Ma'al asafi shadid, very, very unfortunate that today the Muslims also, many of them, I get complaints like this. You must remember that how they want to do all these crazy things, you must remember, with their wives and so forth. So not one thing I'll tell you is from our book, it's all from their books, you must remember that. So now we go to them. So see, next one I give you. So aqidatu jawazi liwata bin nisa. Zakara Abu Jafarin Muhammad bin Hassan al-Tusi fil istibsar, same book. An Abdullah ibn Abi Ya'afur qala sa'altu Aba Abdullah. When they say Aba Abdullah, then it refers to Imam Jafar. If they say Abu Abdullah, Abu Jafar. And they say Abu Jafar, then it means Imam Baqir. Must remember that usul. So Aba Abdullah alayhi salam, an rajuli yati al mar'a fi duburiha. A person commits sodomy with his wife, goes in the back passage. Call Allah forbid, he writes, they write in the book, Hazrat Jafar Sadiq said, La ba'sa idha radiyat. There's no problem, as long as she is happy about it. And then they quote the verse, Nisa'ukum harsul lakum fa'atu harsakum anna shi'tum. So we say anna shi'itum means kaifa shi'itum, meaning that you must go to the fryer part, but you can use this way, that way, all that style, whatever. But they say you can use front and back. You see that? And I have a tafsir which they gave me, tafsir-e-mubin. Even in days written like that, you must remember this. And this is also written there in their book, you must remember. Next reference here. So they say, an ityani rajuli al mar'a min khalfiha fi duburiha faqala al ahallata ayatun min kitabillahi ta'ala. And they say, qawla Lut alayhi salam, ha ula'i banati hunna atharu lakum. So they use another Quranic verse. They say, Lut alayhi salatu salam, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. He told his people, yeah, my daughters, you can do that with them, don't go to the men. So meaning you can go to my daughters and do sodomy with them and so forth. Is that the meaning? He's telling them you must do the natural way, get married and go to your wife. Don't go commit homosexuality and sodomy and all. But you see, kuffar, shi'as, upside down, you must remember that. And this is also mentioned in istibsar of Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Hassan al-Tusi and so forth. I told you that we will speak about taqiyya. See what they say. Taqiyya is, today you will find a person, right? That he's a Sunni and his neighbor is Shia. But they will say, you know, that their daughter wears nice parda and they got so much haya, better than our daughters and sisters and so forth and so, and all these type of things. And when we ask them, what you say of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, say, we love them, we like them and all. So many a time our people get, you must remember, deceived by this. I give you a true story. I don't know when last I went there now. So long I didn't go. So maybe 10 years ago, 50, I can't remember. So I went to Bosmont. You know Bosmont? So Jummah time I went there. I was there Azan time or before Azan. I delivered the lecture in the khutbah that Imam Abdul Malik was there. He passed away, you see, Rahimahullah. So then, and you know, he made the khutbah. I tell him, it's very good. Or maybe I made the khutbah and he made the salat, whatever it is. So after, and I spoke something about Shias and that. So one person came to me, you could see he's half tearing and crying. So he said, Sheikh, Imam, you came too late. So I didn't really understand what he's saying. I said, but I was here on time, before Azan I was here. I said, no, you came too late. You see? So I said, well, what you mean? He said, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I gave my daughter in marriage to a Shia. And the way they spoke everything, I was so happy and everything. Then yesterday, 2 days ago, whatever the case is, they said they gave my daughter talaq, whatever. He said, no, we were just making muta with her and testing her how she is. For them, is a big conquest when they sleep with a Sunni woman and then they use her, abuse her, and so forth. And when they come and propose, they will use taqiyah. You see, no, we are true Muslims, my brother. This is how they speak, my brother. Our enemies are Israel and America. We are all Muslims. How you go, Shafi, Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali, all like that. That we also like that Muslim. We just follow the Jafari, but we Muslims, my brother. See, they speak like that and so forth. Now our people, gullible people, so now they follow. Some of them even might speak Arabic, you know. Now, you know, in today's Amana, this day, age, you speak Arabic, people think any person speak Arabic is a waliullah, like, you know, and so forth. They think it's a special, special person. And now, to tell you about their taqiyah. So, taqiyah means al-kithbul mahs, to lie, awin nifaq, all this, you must remember, hypocrisy. See, yeah, you must remember, naqal al-kulayni. This is in their most famous kitab, Usulul Kafi. I'm giving you the exact text, right? An ibn Umair al-A'jami qala li Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. So who is Abu Abdullah? Hazrat?
Baqir.
Hazrat Ja'far. So you must remember that. So Abu Ja'far will be Imam Baqir. And Abu Abdullah will be Imam Ja'far. So Imam Ja'far said, that is what they say in claiming. Ya Aba Umar, so you must remember that inna tis'ata a'shari deen fit taqiyya wa la deena liman la taqiyyata lahu wa taqiyyatu fi kulli shay'in illa fi an-nabiz wal mashal al-khuffain. So you must remember, this is written in there, Usul al-Kafi. See the second part. La deena liman la taqiyyata lahu. If you don't practice on taqiyya, you got no religion, you got no deen. And it is 90% of our deen. What they said, tis atu a'shari deen, and so forth, and so forth. And then the next one they got again, this is now of by Imam Baqir, they'll say. Kulaini writes, Qala Abu Ja'far alayhi salam, at-taqiyyatu min deeni wa deeni abai. So taqiyya is my father's religion and my great-grandfather and my forefather's religion. Wala imana liman la taqiyyata lahu. You see? So can you believe these things here? How they lie and so forth. And this is written all in their main kitabs and so forth. So you call it a holy hypocrisy. So people cannot just be so, you understand, gullible and just accept what they say. I say, come in public and say Khomeini is kuffar. Say this one is kuffar and so forth and so on. And in public say that. Understood? Then we see that how sincere you are and so forth and so on. So like that I can go on and on and on. You must remember that how they say they love Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, all that. But remember that they are the ones who made Ihana and they are the ones who totally spoke against Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein and so forth. Who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein. We told you that before. So I just give you this one more, then I go to the other kitab I got here. So, yeah, this is, I just read for you now. So the title reads, Ihanatul Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah forbid, speaking against, making gustakh, making unsavory remarks, Allah forbid, disparaging remarks against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and against Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, all that. You must remember these type of things here. So yeah, you must remember the book is written by who? Haqqul Yaqeen, and it is written in Farsi. And the author of it is Allama, they call him Allama, Muhammad Baqir Majlisi. Khomeini also praised him. We said you must read his books. So who is the author? Muhammad Baqir Al-Majlisi. This Muhammad Baqir Majlisi is different from that Imam Baqir, remember. And this one here, this book's title is Haqqul Yaqeen. Haqqul Yaqeen, and the book is in Farsi. So yeah, we're reading for you in the Arabic, you must remember. So Anil Imam, the translation of it. Anil Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, and the Farsi text also is there, so you must remember that. But we just read the Arabic. So Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam annahu qal lamma yazharul imamul mahdi, so when Mahdi appears, yu'ayyiduhu bil malaika, you see, that the angels will come and all that, help him and so forth and all that. Wa awwalu may yubai'uhu Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Can you believe that? The first person to take the oath of allegiance on him. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come out from the grave Mubarak and take oath on him, on Mahdi. Is that respecting Nabi alayhi salam or showing total disrespect? What?
Disrespect.
Obviously disrespect, you see. Summa aliyun alayhi salam. You see that? Then you must remember that, see the next, see how this text goes on. وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتِ ظُهُورِ الْمَهْدِي أَنَّهُ سَيَظْهَرُ عَارِيًا أَمَامَ قُرْسِ الشَّمْسِ. And another sign that the Mahdi will appear, this is written in their books, remember, Haqqul Yaqeen, Muhammad Baqir Majlisi, he'll be totally stark naked, head to toe, and he'll appear in front of the Qursu Shams. Qurs means that the sun is blazing in its glory and all that. You must remember that. So he will appear like that and so forth, totally naked and so. So that is what they say, you must remember. Then about that day, that they're making ihana and disgracing Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. That is the same ibarat I read for you just now about Muhammad Mullah Kashani and tafsir of the Manhajul Sadiqeen. So that's the same one they quoted and all that. So how can a person in his right mind ever justify or defend the Shias and so forth? Now, if you get a person like Tariq Jamil, a Shia sympathizer, and he says that, no, we can't say they're not Muslim, and we must unite with them, and so forth. So is it our duty to keep quiet, or is it our duty to expose them, I'm asking you? If we have Iman, and we don't have any agenda, so we must expose them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِ, when you see those people cursing, swearing, castigating my Sahaba, who is Nabi alayhi salam? رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, the Master alayhi salam, said, فَقُولُوا لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. Say, you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, addressing me and you, say to such people, Allah ta'ala's curse is upon you for the evil you are perpetrating and so forth. And this hadith is mentioned there in Tirmidhi Sharif. So therefore, that is, we got no option. We can't be making kitman and mudahana and all that, compromising and keeping silent and so forth. It's totally unacceptable. So we must be very, very clear on all these issues here. And there's no need for us to go here and there. We're using the same kitabs of the Shias, and we expose them from their own books and so forth and so on. Okay, let's go here. And I read from here initially when we started the series that I told you the book's name is Al-Mawsu'atul Muyassara by Wami. Wami is this World Assembly Muslim Youth and all that, you see. So they have some nice books and all that there. So now from there I read, because they got all these groupings and all that and what their belief is and so forth and so on. So we read from there, so you give an idea. So therefore I bring these books to show you that this is what they have written in their books. Not at what we write or is propaganda or something, no. It's from their own books. And then when I went there to Iran, the books they gave me and so forth, we can use all that. Because they themselves told me, yeah, take these books. You understood? So this is how Allah Ta'ala works, you must remember. That to give us, just for me it was like Mali Ghanimat, you must remember, booty, you know, spoils of war. So that I'll use those books. I was surprised that they were just giving it to me like that, you know, they weren't concealing anything and so forth. Okay. So you must remember that there's Muhammad Mahdi. So Hassan Askari is the 11th Imam, and he was born, remember, in the year 232, and he passed away, remember, in 260. So the 12th Imam is a fictitious figure. Right? There's no thing like that. But they say his name is Muhammad Mahdi bin Hassan Askari. So when was he born? He was born in 256. Okay? So he was born in 256. Then he went into Ghibuba. Ghibuba means when his father died, he was in 260, then he disappeared. Ghibuba to Sughra. They call it occultation, the minor occultation. So he still used to meet some of the main people, Khulafa, and so one of them was Kulaini and that. So 260, he went away like that. Then the Kubra, so Ghibuba to Kubra took place 329. Then he disappeared from everybody's eyes. Nobody can meet him. Now you just calculate that quickly. So 1446, then minus 329. 1446, and then 329. And see how many years is it? It will be almost 1150 years or almost 1200 years or something. So 1446 and minus 329. How long is
1117.
You see? So that is 1117. And if you take from the Ghibuba to Sughra, 260. So now you minus 1446 and minus 260. Then it'll come to that one there, almost 1200.
1186.
You see? So it's almost 1,200 years.
Gee.
You see that? So imagine they want us to believe crazy things like this and so forth and so on and so on. So now we go to this issue here, that which are their main books and so forth. This is very important now. So when you want to discuss them, these people here, so who are their main players and so forth, and which are their books and so forth, you should study and so forth. So the first book here is called this Al-Ihtijaj. So the first book they got here is Ihtijaj. So this Ihtijaj is written by Mansur Ahmad bin Abi Talib At-Tabrasi, you see. So he passed away in 588 Hijrah. So the book's name is Ihtijaj, and the author is Mansur Ahmad bin Abi Talib At-Tabrasi. He passes away in 588. Okay? I'm just going according to this book here, so we don't get confused. Second one, Al-Kulaini. So you must remember that. So they write here, وَوَا إِنْدَهُمْ بِمَنْزِلَةِ صَحِيحِ الْبُخَارِ إِنْدَ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ. So this is like how the early Sunnah, me and you, we say Bukhari Sharif is the most authentic hadith kitab and one of the most authentic books. Obviously after the Quran, Quran is first, then in the hadith comes this. So this is one of their most famous kitabs and so forth. And they say that in it they are, you must remember, 16,199 ahadiths. 16,199 ahadiths. And the hadiths are there. But if you study it, you won't find. So you must remember that so many ahadiths there. You will find that more sayings of the imams and so. But they consider that to be a hadith and so forth. So this is Kulaini, the character. Right? Then the next one they got, you must remember, is this is a book that you must remember, very important. I've got this book, Faslul Khitab. The book's name, third book, Faslul Khitab fi Ithbati Tahrifi Kitabi Rabbil Arbab. This is where they prove that the Quran Sharif, Allah forbid, has been tempered with and is not in its original as it was during the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and so forth, because they want to paint the Khulafa'i Rashidin. They say Allah forbid, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman are not Muslim, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, nakala kufr, kufr nabashat. So they want to give the wrong picture. So the total, the book's total complete name is what? Faslul Khitab fi Ithbati Tahrifi Kitabi Rabbil Arbab. Fi Ithbati Tahrifi Kitabi Rabbil Arbab. Who's the author? So he is Mirza Hussein bin Muhammad Taqi An-Nuri At-Tabrasi. So this is, they normally just call him Taqi Nuri At-Tabrasi. So Hussein bin Muhammad Taqi Nuri At-Tabrasi, he passed away in 1320, he died. You see that? So you must remember that. So So, like example, in Surah Alam Nashrah, how we read? So you must remember, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak Wa Wadana Anga Wizrak. Then they say, right, so warafa'ana laka dhikrak, in front they say, hey, see, alam nashrah laka sadrak, wa wada'ana anka wizrak, alladhi anqadha dhahrak, warafa'ana laka dhikrak. Now see what they say. They say that the tahreef took place, Allah forbid, this ibarat text is there, but remember the sunnis removed it. This is what they claim. Waja'alna aliyan sihrak. And Allah made Sayyidina Ali your son-in-law. They say this is in there. You got it? So like that, you must remember this. This is written in their books there. So these are things we must remember this. And we show them in their own books and so forth. So he, the Shaitan, Nuri Tabrasi, he died in the year 1320. And that is what we must remember that. And it's written there, they say, وَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيًّا سِحْرَكْ. Like that. You know, Quran says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِحْرًا. Like that. Surah 25 verse 54, like that. Then the next one you must remember is which one here? Yeah? So you must, this is the book here. And by Abu Ja'far At-Tusi. So Abu Ja'far At-Tusi, and the book's name is called Tahzibul Ahkam. Abu Ja'far At-Tusi. And the book's name is Tahzibul Ahkam. So this is also a famous book of theirs and so forth and so on. So that you must remember that they speak about a lot of issues here. So many ahadith and what and what. Then Khomeini's books, you must remember Ayatullah Khomeini is written here. So he's got kitabs, you must remember one Kashful Asrar. So we got that one here. And then Kitab Hukumatul Islamiyah. You see that? So this is there. Then Tawdihul Masail. And this book, Zubdatul Ahkam. So all this, Khomeini, Pakka, Harami, La'natul Alayhi, his books. Like that, there's many books. I got here 4 or 5 books of his. So this is how you must remember that they are corrupting the Ummah. I told you before the sentence, very famous, Aurat or Dawlat ne Ummat ko barbad or tabah kar di. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah wrote in Ma'ariful Quran, Aurat or Dawlat, money and women. Women and money have destroyed the Ummah. That is the weakness of men today. Why people won't speak the truth? Because money, sponsorship, those people. Why don't speak the truth? Visa, you see. I can't go Makkah, Medina. Then we can't speak about MBS, all. So these are the things that are the truth. Nobody can hide this. So you must remember these type of things here. Yeah? So what they do, so this is. So their core belief, the Kuffar Shia, Imamah. We discussed that already and so forth and so on. Al-Isma. They say these 12 Imams of theirs are greater than all the prophets and messengers besides Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of them are so crazy, they will tell you they're even greater than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah forbid. So is that not kufr? How can Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and all of them be greater than Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Nabi Musa, Nabi Isa alayhi salam? But that's their unanimous belief. And if you ask them where, they'll say, Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul wa Ulil Amri Minkum. From this Ulil Amri Minkum, they say, Al-A'imma al-Ma'sumun. So these Imams, 12 of them are Ma'sum, that they are protected. But Quran says in front, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Refer that matter to Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Refer it to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahadith and sunnah. But the ulil amri is not mentioned. So if they were so great, isn't they should be mentioned also? So you must. So there already you must remember the ayat is not hujjatun lahum, is hujjatun alayhim. is a dalil against them, not for them, and so forth and so on. And then next one, al-raj'ah. So you must remember, what is raj'ah? That they believe, you must remember that he, the Hasan Askari and them will come down and so forth, and they will make ruju, they'll come and then they will whoop the people and they will have lot of things to say and all that, you must remember. So they say, people, you know, a simple meaning of raj'ah will be, you know, the Hindus, they got belief. What they call? Reincarnation. You know?
Sure.
So this is reincarnation. That when you came in the world, you're a human being. Then you go away, then you come back again. You must remember that, but maybe different creation. 100% kufr, that is, you must remember. But these kufar, Shias, they believe in all these kind of things, you must remember this. Funny, funny things they got written here. Okay. Then Muta, we told you, and all this. And then they say the Mushaf, the real Quran Sharif, there is there, you must remember, there by Mushaf, a Mushafu Fatima, they call it. So that is there. وَيَرْوِي الْكُلَيْنِ فِي كِتَابِهِ الْكَافِي, and they got page 57 and thus and all that. أي جعفر الجسادك وَإِنَّ إِنْدَنَا لَمُصْحَفْ فَاطِمَ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامِ. So I asked, what is Mushaf Fatima? قَالَ مُصْحَفُ أي فِيهِ مِثْلُ قُرْآنِكُمْ هَذَا ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتِ. You see that? So we say that is 6,236 times. 6,236 verses. They say the Quran that is there by the Mahdi is known as Mushaf Fatima. It comprises 17,000 verses. Kulaini wrote this. So three times more plus minus. You got it? So like that is there, you must remember. Bara'a. Astaghfirullah. Bara'a means you must sever ties. To become a Shia, Allah forbid, you have to curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, you have to curse Sayyidina Umar, you have to curse Sayyidina Usman, you have to curse Mother Aisha, you have to curse Mother Hafsa, radiallahu anhu majma'in. Then you enter the fold of Shia Azam. See, is it in there? إنهم يتبرؤون من الخلفاء ثلاثة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان. And then with the worst titles they use for them and so forth and so on. And then in the starting also, when they do something, instead of saying Bismillah, they will first curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, and then they will start doing something and so. And then see, they annayli ummil mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha bi ta'ani wal la'an. And this includes cursing our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. See, now how can any person ever accept these type of things here? So must remember. Then some of them, not all, we must be also truthful when we speak. So remember that, what is they say? They say that some of them, Sayyidina Ali, they say, wal mughaluna ay min ash-shi'a rafa'uhu ila martabatil uluhiyya kasab'iyya. You see, like some of them there in Syria and there. They say Sayyidina Ali is divinity in the form of humanity. That he is divinity in the form of humanity. So you must remember these things there. So that he is Allah himself, Allah forbid. So you must remember. And then they say Jibreel alayhi salam, he made mistake. He's supposed to go to Sayyidina Ali, but by mistake he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these people, you must remember this, they are called Hurabiyah. What they call? Hura. But remember, it's not all the Shia, some of them, right? So they believe in that. Then Ghadir Ekhum, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj, Hajjatul Wida, on the night of the 14th, Nabi alayhi salam left. On the 18th, they stopped in the place. Yes, it's Yom Uthamin, Ashar min Zashari Zil Hijjah, and all that. And then they say this day is greater than, you must remember, Eid ul Fitr, Eid ul Adha, and they call it Eid Akbar. What do they call it?
Eid Akbar.
Akbar. The biggest Eid, greatest Eid. One day after Hajj, you see that? So I was now in Bombay, India. Now it's called Mumbai. So I had an early flight out. So then if you've been in India.
Sure.
So if you go to India, Bombay, one of the most famous streets is which one? That Muhammad Ali Street or whatever. So if you go there, I saw all these characters, thousands and thousands of them. You will see them with the white hat and dirt, gold studs, you know. They call them Boris. Bori means Tajir, business people. So this type of thing. 100% Kuffar. So that was 18th of Zulhijjah, 20 years ago, 25 years, Allah alone knows how many years ago. I saw myself. And they shouting the slogan, that slogan, and all this. So they call this Eid Akbar, you must remember. And to celebrate this day by them is Sunnat Mu'akkada. And what they deduce from here, because Nabi alayhi salam said, Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. They say that day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Sayyidina Ali as his successor and Khalifa. Quoting this hadith, is Sahih hadith, Muslim Sharif, others. Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. So one day this Tariq Jamil, he say, we mustn't say Hazrat Ali and Hazrat, no, we must say Mawla Ali. Now, which school is he promoting? I'm asking you. Which school?
Shia
school. Mm. You see? Didn't Nabi alayhi salatu salam say for him, for Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu an, after the ayat got revealed, Surah 33, verse 5, Ud'uhum li'aba'ihim wa aksatu indallah, Anta akhuna wa maulana. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word.
Mm.
You see that? So you must remember. So this is how they corrupt the beliefs of the people and so forth and so on. So, and then they still, when I went 2013, so he is Zari. You know, I must remember his name, the driver. Yes, ordinary person. So, not a Hafiz or Alim or whatever. Just. So I asked him, you, Zari, what problem you got with Sayyidina Umar, Hazrat Umar? He said, I hate him. I don't like him. Spoke like that, you know, in front of my face, on my face. Allah forbid. I said, but why? He said, he killed too many Persians. What he said? He killed too many Persians. I said, you must read 2 rakat salat shukr daily. In his time, he brought Islam to you. He's a muhsin. He took you out from kufr to Islam. So you must be grateful or you must be cursing the man. They say, no, he killed too many Persians. Now see here, that they are the one, they still maintain and retain some of their Jahiliya festivals. So one Eid they have is Eid Nehruz. You see that? Nehruz. So what is this Nehruz and all that? So this is the Persian Empire and Persians that they used to have this day here as a day of celebration.
Mm.
So they want Islam with their Kufr culture and their Jahiliya culture and so forth and so on. You must remember that. And this you must remember is that what the day like for them is Eid and so forth. Another Eid for them is that Tasi min Rabiul Awwal. So what is the 9th of Rabiul Awwal? They say Eid Abihim is Eid of their father, Baba Shuja'uddin.
Hmm.
You got Baba Shuja'uddin? Si. Who should Baba Shuja'uddin?
The one who killed Hazrat Umar radiallahu
anhu.
Fairuz.
Fairuz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. Hmm. So on this 9th of Rabiul Awwal, they celebrate another Eid. And they call it, you must remember Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, they call him Baba Shuja'uddin. Why? A aqdama ala qatli Umar bin Khattab. That he's the one who took the front, went in front and martyred and murdered Sayyidina Umar Fajr time whilst he was making imamat and so forth and so on. And then you will see the 10 days of Muharram and the 10th of Muharram, they will wear their black clothes and they'll be crying and hitting their chest and all that and so. And if you want to see all this, subhanallah, he says, you will see this fil mashahidil muqaddasa. And I've been to all the places with Allah's help. Yeah, all these places. They write there fi Karbala. They will say that Hussein radiallahu anhu is buried. And Najaf, where they say Sayyidina Ali is buried, but Sayyidina Ali is not buried there. So, and Qum. Qum is where I went first place, you see. So, they are Mashaid al-Muqaddasa. They are holiest places, you must remember this. So, Fasayara min zalikal al-ajbil ujab. You will see the worst things and most strangest things there and so forth. So this is what they do. But the fact remains that they murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala as we proved and so forth and so on. So that is why we should know all these type of things. If you, Maulana Zahid Khan or anybody in our listeners, you want to really go into tahqiq, So I just give you, because we got 2-3 minutes left, some books' names. One is Al-Madhaibul Islamiyya, Muhammad Abu Zahra. He was called Imam Abu Zahra, you see, that giant he was. He wrote that, I gave you that whole series, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, then, so he, same one. Al-Madhaibul Islamiyya. So he, you must remember that, you must read that book there. And then another book is A Mukhtasar Tuhfa Al-Isna Ashariya. So by Muhibbuddin Al-Khatib. So you must read that day, he made tahqiq of it and all that, so very good book and so forth. Then he, remember this person here is what we will call a Salafi, but you must give him due for the books he wrote. So, Shaykhazi Ihsan Ilahi Zahir, he was a master in this field here. So he wrote a Shia wa Sunnah. You see, one title, book of titles is Shia wa Sunnah. All these books are written by Qazi Ihsan Ilahi Zahiri, passed away, rahimahullah. They bombed him actually. A Shia wa Tashayyu, you see. Al-Shi'a wa Ahlul Bayt, another book. Al-Shi'a wal Quran. So you must remember this thing here. So write it down like this. Actually, they should have put the tertib the other way, but they wrote upset. First, he wrote Al-Shi'a wal Quran. What the Shias in Quran? Then, second, Al-Shi'a wa Sunnah. You see? That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, two. Then, Al-Shi'a wa Ahlul Bayt. You see? Three. And then a Shia wa Tashayyu, you know, the history of theirs and so. So four books he wrote, you must remember, each one a masterpiece here. So that is for people who really want to go into real tahqiq and research and so forth. So these are the books. Inshallah, next week we'll start with another group. We had enough of the kuffar Shia. La'anahumullah. Allah's curse be upon them. And we say clearly, remember that people who promote Shiaism, like Tariq Jamil or anybody else, are dhal, mudil, dajjal, and shaitan, and haram to support them, haram to go to their lectures, and so forth and so on. So tonight, read abundant Durood Sharif, read Surah Kahf and all. Allah Jalla Wala bless us all and accept us for deen and deenul Islam with ikhlas, istiqama, and make our khatima on iman. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.